Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I'm focused, man.
Oh, I'm focused, man.
Don't stop the holiday, yeah. Man. Freeze in the mix.
The name is Too Ski, by the way.
Boys, they walk, boys must jog. They're gonna be worried about Instagram being down. That's what they worried about. Gone that.
Instagram's down, man.
Instagram's down.
Go ahead and talk about that.
We, what is this? What is this? How is this? Why is this not right? Those that heard the beginning of our not taped conversation, welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. Really, the J Bell and two-time podcast.
Mm-hmm. We got to thank the, because I think last week on the podcast,
yes,
we got the numbers in. There's 107 million people
that
listen to the podcast.
107 million people that listen to the podcast and watch it at the same time.
And watch it at the same time on YouTube. Look at the numbers. But J-Bell, there's not that many people in the UK.
We're only going with the data we're given, okay? And as most government politicians, officials, whatever you want to call them, there are conflicting statistics that you have the ability to use at your disposal. Welcome to 107 million
so silly,
people viewing.
These are our numbers.
It's
right here.
You want to see it?
It's right here.
You want to see it?
Incredible.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. I want to say something. Last week's podcast, I had a lot of people that had a lot to say about it, and it was an interesting conversation to many. So yep. It's one of those where that's what we like to do is provoke thought. We definitely don't have answers to everything, mm-hmm. but I think the lack of conversation is what most people want to occur.
Yeah.
They don't want people to talk, address, and challenge, and just look at things from through a different window. Well, I always say, you can always look in the mirror, you know what that is, that's how you think. When you look out the window, you see the world for what is happening in front of you. Thank you for allowing us to do that.
That's a skill, you know.
It is a skill. You got to practice it, don't you?
Yeah. You actually have to practice.
I agree.
Looking at things from other people's perspectives,
yes,
and other perspectives in general.
Yes.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No. I love football. Love the NFL. And I've made that known in the last podcast.
Yeah.
The best coaches. I was doing some of my off-season research. And they were talking about Belichick and those like him. And they said when they will look at another coordinator and they're researching what they're going to do, they go so deep into the woods. They see your philosophy on how your play design and where it came from, mm-hmm. the genesis of it,
yep.
and they learn that to figure out what the answers are to the challenges that you will are represented to you in a game.
Yeah.
So, OC, you run this kind of offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if I do this defense, your offense comes from this. So this is where it started.
Yeah.
And this is how the guy who started that or however it evolved, these are the answers to that.
Mm.
And he's dug way back. So it's not about what you did three games before or last year and a couple.
Understand you on a fundamental level.
Boom. You have to see the world through their eyes.
Mm. I love it.
Right? You can't be, this is what I do, you know. Or it's I need to see it how you see it to be able to actually defeat you on the battlefield when the pressure's on. But I can't do that the week before. I need to have done that when I had time to.
I wonder if that's why there's so few people that are, like, really, really successful.
Okay.
I wonder if that's why, like, because that to me, I know one of my coaches used to say this all the time. He caught it from The Art of War. He's like, if you know yourself and you know your
Sun Tzu.
Yeah. If you know yourself and you know your opponent, you shall not fear the results of 1,000 battles.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you know yourself,
yes,
and you know what other people are like really thinking and feeling.
Yes.
Imagine how you'd be able to operate.
It's why I love this game. You have players, you have a chess match, right? So you have people strategically at war, having to think like the other person, having to challenge them and really their egos in this intense situation. And you got players on the field doing the same thing.
Yep.
Meaning, I got to know, if I'm doing something and I'm frustrating you, OC, I got to know at what point do you just snap?
Yeah, when do you break?
And just say, I don't even care what's going on. We're going to do this. And that's exactly when you fall into my hands and I switch whatever schematic thing I'm doing and force a bad play, a good play, whatever. Same with players, man. I mean, at corner, when you think about, I love the matchup between wide receivers and DBs because it is mental. It is physical, but the best guys I've been around mentally have been on top of it. I remember playing against the Rams, and I remember Isaac Bruce is in the Hall of Fame. And they're running this route on me, an in route. And they run it the first time I break on it, they don't throw it. They run it the second time, he looks at me, I'm close, he goes to the other receiver. I'm like, I am feeling it this game, right? I'm doing it. Now, these aren't important downs like on second down or something, not a money down. They come back on third down, big part of the game. The quarterback drops back, looks away, comes back to me. I'm like, money. I break it, break, double move, boom.
Gone.
Overthrow it. It would have been a touchdown.
Right.
And it was just one of them things I was like, when I looked at the tape again, I was like, they literally knew. They was like, this guy, he's great. If he starts feeling it, we just gonna butter him up.
Yeah.
Because they knew by watching tape, that's what we gotta do. Make him think he's got it. This guy over here, 33, just make him think he's feeling it. We're gonna come back when we need a big play.
Yeah.
We're gonna get him on the double move because he's aggressive. I need to know myself better than that.
Yeah. You need to know.
Like have you played against people and been in situations, you know what you do well, right? I think the best thing of anybody in what you're talking about being successful is a lot of people spend so much time trying to learn everything about everybody else and spend no time really reflecting and understanding how they see the world, view the world, their shortcomings.
Yep.
Because that's what you need. Like, you've told me sometimes about, I don't know what I was doing, but before it happened, you were like, relax, J-Bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, all right, relax. Because you knew, oh, he might get, you know.
He
going to
turn up.
Which is good when you run it down on kickoff. Not good when you're trying to negotiate something.
Yeah.
And so at that moment, I knew I cannot even address or go through what we're doing right now unless I chill myself out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I want to address a player, though.
Okay.
I want to address a player.
Tell me.
I watched the Cleveland Browns versus Minnesota Vikings.
Are you talking about Money Mayfield?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Who are you talking about?
I think we beat that horse to death.
Man, he's not playing well the last two games, but continue.
I saw a defensive end on that field for Cleveland.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason.
Myles Garrett, man.
I've never seen anything like this before in my entire life.
Talk to me about Myles Garrett, because you know the position better than anybody.
Jason, I have never seen something like this in my life. And I've watched the best defensive ends ever.
Right.
I played with one of them, Michael Strahan, one of the best defensive ends ever, right?
Without a doubt.
A physical...
Oh, yeah, he's that dude. He's that dude.
Jason, there's – I can't remember a defensive end with this level of ability.
Right.
Ever. There hasn't been one that exists.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
I saw and then I read about him jumping from one gap to another.
Yes.
I've never seen that.
One step.
So he was lined up somewhere.
One gap. He took one step,
uh-huh.
Did the crossover,
okay,
and he had gone from one side to the complete gap, made the inside move. And I'm looking, and I'm like, what is this, right? And then I saw him power rush a guy, right?
Right.
Jason, he ran directly through the guy. Like, I've seen bull rushes before, right? I've seen people run people over. But it was the level of violence that he used to do it.
Wow.
He's 6'6", maybe, 280 pounds.
And look at him, bro, six-pack.
Chiseled.
I mean, looking like he's ready for the beach body.
It doesn't – there is no human being, number one, that's supposed to look like that. That's supposed to be blessed like that, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, the more I look at it and the more I study him, nobody can block him.
No.
Like, literally, nobody possesses the necessary tools to be able to block this guy consistently. For it's not possible, is
he
what I'm trying to tell you.
A game.
Jason, it's not possible. You can't even ask an offensive lineman,
right,
no matter how much you're paying him.
No.
Laramie Tunsil, whoever it is, whoever the best, Trent Williams, whoever these top offensive tackles are, who are fantastic players.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't match them up one-on-one. There's just no possible way you can do it.
No.
He's too big. He's too strong. He's too explosive. He's too fast.
Yep.
And he has the physical makeup to be the most dominant defensive end ever, period.
For all of our listeners / viewers, our 107 million, I want to give you, this is a great point OC's making. And if you don't even know a lot about the game, there's two reactionary positions in football.
Mm.
Defensive backs, me, we're going backwards, we're reacting to supposedly the best athletes in the world, and offensive linemen who are blocking the OCs of the world, a.k.a. two times. So when you are in a reactive position, you get exposed quick.
Yep.
And the one thing that changes everything is a one-on-one battle. Mm. I'm reacting to you, I'm in a one-on-one battle. When you have somebody of that talent.
Yeah.
That you can't stop in a one-on-one battle.
Yeah.
You can't even try to act, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah.
That means you have to allocate two people to him, two resources, which opens up everything else. This is why our game is beautiful.
Mm.
When we talk about having a great wide receiver that you can't leave by himself, the only equivalent, which is more valuable actually in our sport, is the defensive end.
Yep.
Because you can wreck an entire game.
Yeah.
Because who's the most important person? That person that gets the snap, the quarterback.
100%.
You can blow everything up.
Yeah.
And that's why the big dudes, which are the hardest ones to find, shout out to the NFL Africa, are the guys you have to find and get. Because,
Jason, I have two offensive tackles here on the Uprise Academy.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're here for the NFL International Combine.
Yep. Did they need an agent?
Probably.
Okay. Talk to you after the podcast.
Yeah. These guys are going to be good players, right? Both 6'9", 300 pounds, long arms.
You can't find that.
I saw this tape of Myles Garrett, and I got concerned. I was concerned.
You was like, I can't put them in this situation.
I got to figure something out here. Imagine if first week they got a matchup against that guy.
Like, the level of concern.
Oh my God, I was like, man, they're not quite prepared.
They're not ready for this.
They're prepared for this.
Oh, no matter how athletic you are.
Yeah.
This dude is on another level.
No.
I got something for you that's interesting. I just thought about this on the way over here, on the train. You know how I roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came on the train too.
Yeah, you do now.
Yeah.
I know. You're a man of the people now.
But you don't hide out though.
You can't hide out.
No, it's hard for me to hide out. Yeah.
It's tough. I get the mask on and people say, man,
is that him?
That looked like that dude that got kicked off of Strictly. That's what they, you know.
Kicked off.
Yeah. That's what they said. Were you? Huh.
It looks like
I don't know what really happened with you. We weren't there long enough. Anyways, so there's one 4-0 team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
Love the quarterback, Kyler Murray. star.
That's your boy.
That's my boy. Yeah. But I don't. I'm a front runner a little bit on the talent. Yeah, I like him because I switched from Stafford. Yeah. Now I'm on Kyler Murray. But at least I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the most important part.
I'm not lying.
You're honest with me. You're honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And 107 million people. Yeah. I like who's balling.
100%.
You know. I'm not gonna go against Deion Sanders as being my favorite player of all time. Mm-hmm. Not going there. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying.
Yep.
You know, my favorite defensive end is OC two times Umanyora. Yeah. And my favorite middle linebacker is Antonio Pierce. That's just how it rolls.
Got you.
All right, cool. So let me go back to what I'm trying to say.
Are you finished?
Yeah, okay. I just got it. This is when you have to say, Jay Bell, just calm down.
Just bring it up.
Just relax. Relax. So their head coach, Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
He was in college when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college at UCLA, he was at Texas Tech. Good player. I believe it's Texas Tech.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback.
I remember him.
Well-known, good player. Played in the league a little bit, I think, maybe a couple years, not sure.
Mm.
Don't want to lie to 107 million people. But I don't care what you think about our game. Just go Google this. Go Google this dude.
Yeah.
If I'm a head coach, I'm flexing like him.
Like him.
I love everything he's about. First of all,
Ryan Gosling. You know Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
He kind of looks
good one.
Yeah, little Ryan Gosling action.
I believe he's single.
Wow.
Yeah, believe he's single.
He better not be.
Fly looking dude. Been a quarterback his whole life. First of all.
No, hold on.
I believe he's single.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Jason. Single?
Yeah.
In Arizona?
Yes. Did you see his big house he had when the draft was? He had this ultimate flex. He's sitting there. Feet at the fireplace, kicked up, big TV. That's what he was during the draft when it was remote.
He must have like a stranglehold on technology for nobody to know. Because he should have been in a lot of trouble. He should have been in a whole.
You look so confused.
He should have been in a whole lot of trouble, Jason.
I don't know, but I think. And what made me just love this dude even more? I know people that know him, love him. Like, this is the dude. Mm. Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends was on his staff at another team.
Yep.
Loves him. All right. He was a running back coach for him. But I watch him at the interview after their victory against the Rams, which I thought wasn't going to happen. We'll let that pass.
No, they didn't beat the Rams. They smashed them.
They beat them up.
Yeah.
And I rewatched it. It was even worse. It was worse than I thought. bro. So, they came. They were the bully to the bullies.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I mean, he looked like a Calvin Klein model.
Mm, mm, mm.
You know, he came out, fresh suit,
yeah.
Hair right, cracking little jokes. Being funny, talking about Ted Lasso, what you gonna do after the game. You know, I'm just gonna, you know, maybe watch a little Ted Lasso. You know, and I'm just like.
This guy's living. this guy's living.
I'm like, you know what? If I'm a team and I need to bring magic, okay? I need to grab market share. Man, having a fly coach.
Yeah.
I've always thought in football out here, European football, I've always looked at some of these coaches, you know, no matter where they're from, when they had a suit on looking fresh.
Looking
and I was
fly.
Like, these dudes are cool, right? Yeah. I didn't know anything about their coaching history, but I liked watching them. I thought, man, that dude, he's not even sweating.
Yeah.
He looks in command, da-da-da. I just look at Kingsbury, and I'm like, I want to have a drink with him.
Mm.
Several.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, how are you living, my friend?
Yeah.
4-0-2? You getting that attention?
Golly.
You know, doing it away where most people question because his offensive style, offensive system was a college system.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, is it going to work? We're not sure. He goes out, gets Kyler Murray. Hey, I'm going to get the job. Mm-hmm. I want this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's working out. He's built this little offense where you can't stop him.
Mm. Crazy.
Young gun, fly guy, Arizona, permanent tan,
big house. Imagine him as like the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, dang. See, it wouldn't work. That's what I'm saying. It just wouldn't work.
Imagine that.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
It just wouldn't work. You got to – I mean, it really is about location.
You got to get him out of there, bro.
Your coach has to fit the city. Am I right?
I mean, but –
Do you believe in that?
I believe that he would be massive.
Maybe too massive.
Oh, my God.
There's only one star and the
in
star.
In Dallas, yeah. Yeah. That's why they ran Jimmy Johnson out of there. They could only be one.
There's only one.
There's only one
you're correct. That gets the shine.
You're correct.
You're
correct.
That, you know, in New York, that's a little too much pressure.
Yeah, that's way too much pressure.
It's too much pressure coming in there, you know, looking like that. Because Tom Ford might come snatch you off there and you'd be on the runway. Yeah. It'd be over. You know what I'm saying? You'd be at the Met Gala and missing a coaching game.
Yeah,
you're because you're looking fly on, you know, walking down. It's tough.
He's got to be in Arizona.
He's got to be there. You got to be with limited airport access. Yeah.
He's got to be one of them. He's got to be there.
Yeah. Buffalo will be hard because he loses tan, though.
Yeah, you know, but no, he still have the...
Still have the hair. Yeah. That's true.
Arizona, Buffalo, yeah.
Basically, even if you don't like the game of football, this guy's fly.
Check him out. He is.
And it's the only 4-0 team. It's working. And they are playing, like you said, physical. So, you know, you can still look fly, still have your hair right, and still, you know, proverbially punch people in the mouth.
What was that word you
proverbially
said? Proverbially.
Proverbially.
Perverts.
Proverbially. But I had the coffee stuck on my
lip. I knew exactly what you were saying. So,
OC. Yeah. I have a... Why do I literally fudge up words so much? In my brain, it sees the word.
Correct, yeah.
Spelled incorrectly, probably. But I see the word.
Right.
Heard it.
Yep.
Have said it.
Yep.
Then it comes out.
It's just a little. It's usually like maybe one letter off. It happens once every hour, not a lot.
It's because of my former rap career.
Mm.
Yeah,
you are a rapper.
I mean, in the neighborhood.
I got you
with the homies.
I bet you couldn't kick a rhyme right now.
Oh, I was fresh back in the day. No.
No.
You're not. There's 107 million people.
Okay.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah. Turn my mic up.
Turn my mic up. Is my mic playing?
It's playing.
Is my mic up?
I like it.
Is my mic up?
That's what you got for him?
I mean, I didn't know if my mic was up. Simon didn't respond to it, but I was about to give it to you, man. I was about to, you know, shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Hey, you know, I saw something this morning, right?
Tell me.
And they were talking about visas for people to enter, like, different countries.
Yes.
And they were talking about, like, high skills.
Two different kind of visas, right? High school, high skill worker.
Right.
Low skill worker. They're two different. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys was saying that they should prioritize high skill workers' visas,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about something. I was like, what about if we had a visa for highly skilled athletes?
Do they not?
No.
So how do athletes come over here that play in the premiership then from other... They use
work visas.
Right.
But it's not like an actual visa for like just athletes.
I think there is.
For athletes?
I think, yeah.
Because we had a couple of guys, right? I had some guys, a couple of guys who were supposed to go to the America from the Uprise Academy. Mm-hmm. Good players. Three of them had scholarships, right? Mm-hmm. Partial scholarships, not full. And even one of the guys who's at the International Combine now, he was telling me that he had a scholarship to go to Ohio State, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, a lot of their visas get denied because in order for you to be able to come from like Africa over, you either have to demonstrate financial capability, right? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be one of those two things, or you have to be, like, highly educated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're denying their visas.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So what if something was created along those lines? Because,
this can go all kind of directions.
Right. Like, if you know, you're doing this for other highly skilled places, right? Mm-hmm. Labor forces or whatever. This is equally as important, I would say, and requires a extremely high level of skill if you're taking, like, the very best of the best. So why not do that?
Well, okay, you make a good point. All this is legislated.
Just play devil's advocate for me.
Okay. All this is legislated, right?
Yep.
So a lot of, think about it. and most countries that I've lived in, you have the free flow of money, but you don't have the free flow of people.
Yes.
Right? Money can go anywhere.
Yes.
People can.
Yep.
Now, why is that? If people can move anywhere they want, talent-wise, whatever, then that constricts your labor force on your home turf, meaning competition.
Yes, but they're allowing it for other industries, right? Like,
once again, back to my first point. Yeah. This is legislated.
Right.
So if it's important, people will fight
people
for it.
People will do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Or if it's important for companies or things like that, the lobbyists will go and say, hey, we need this.
Got you.
But
so basically like the sports industry, like the lobbyists.
Yeah, they'd have to say
they'd
we
have
want
to
this.
Be like, this is what
but
we want.
But then what would happen in America is someone would say, all right, that's cool. But Jason Bell from Long Beach, California can't go to Ohio State because Osei Umenyiora from Nigeria has came in and taken his spot.
Yeah, but why are they not doing that for, like, technology and all these other
same argument. People have the same
argument. So they have the same argument, but they're allowing that.
Not everybody. They still have a problem.
Of course not everybody.
They still have an issue with saying, I know in tech firms, they're still saying that there is an issue with they're not getting all the visas they need for certain people that are skilled in that arena that they need. They're still having the same problem. So you make a very good point, but this is, once again, this is definitely a very gray area.
Mm-hmm.
But it, once again, I just came back to what I always think of. It's just amazing, you know? If you and I have a pot of money, there's no restrictions on where we can go with it.
Yeah. Listen.
But there are with people. So.
There's no. I can't even argue with the thought process behind somebody who would say, well, if you do that, then you're taking away a spot from Jason Bell. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. Yeah. I understand that. Of course.
I think that's.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But.
To your other point.
But.
Go ahead.
Competition in a capitalist society. That's actually what makes the.
But we know there's not. They eliminate capital.
Competition?
Yeah.
In capitalist society?
Yeah, they eliminate it all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Bro, think about corporations.
Yeah.
Okay? Think about the financial system in the U.S. What would just happen? Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did they do when it came, when the crash happened? What did they do? They socialized the losses.
Yes,
and they privatize the gains.
No, I understand what you're saying.
So,
yeah.
And whenever a corporation grows, whenever what do they call it when they eat the people in the industries? What's the word I'm looking for?
Cannibalize?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why I got you, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they're constantly cannibalizing the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those companies, they wipe out. They're constantly fighting the true capitalistic model of competition.
Yeah.
The only thing that keeps that from completely engulfing itself is the courts. And they're slow to move. So this is an argument many economists have in the conversation because they want us to compete.
Yes.
They want us to compete. They don't want to compete.
Correct. Correct. I get that.
So,
I get that. But I'm just saying, like, if they do that, which they do in a bunch of other industries where they're allowing people to come in from other countries, why would you? I mean, I feel like you should be able to create something for that, to create that same level of competition that you have in other, or maybe they're not deemed as essential.
The one thing you said that I think we need to go back to, and I should have said something, is the financial burden. When you do come into a country and what you're talking about, these players coming out, if you can prove on paper that you will not be a financial burden to the country,
yes,
it's always easier.
Yeah,
I've seen that happen all over the place. It's like, show me you're not going to tie into our social safety net.
Yep.
That you're not going to be a so-called burden, because they understand that's a political hot button.
Yes.
Remember, so they're always trying to skate around that. Because,
no, that's the way it should be. Well, it
then,
should be like
well,
that.
Well, then that's why your players didn't get in.
No, I didn't raise any objection
okay.
about that.
Okay.
I have no objection to it. I get it.
Okay.
I understand it.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if you can prove that,
mm-hmm.
which, without a shadow of a doubt, I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the same way you have visas
for those
people.
So you proved that
people,
they wouldn't be, and it still didn't work.
No, I was their sponsor.
Right.
Got right?
It. Yes, yeah.
So the same way you have that for, you know, other people
right.
and other industries, I believe you should be able to have that for sports also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
if you can prove that you're not going to be a burden on the country's financial system. I believe you should have that.
That sounds fair to me. It's amazing that I'm kind of shocked that they couldn't come through for educational purposes. That kind of, when you told me that, I'm like, oh, a student? How could every student have to not be a financial burden? I'm no expert at this, so I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
We're just talking this through, but it is interesting.
No, but we're treated differently. I mean, that's not.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Africa
yeah, yeah.
is just treated. It's treated differently. It's treated
right
in a substandard way
yeah.
in every form or fashion.
Yes.
And that's just part of it.
Right.
These guys had to come over here. They had to get vaccinated before they came over.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They got their vaccinations, and now the government here says that the vaccinations you get there don't count. Right.
Right. So they had to get vaccinated again here.
So they've already taken their double dose, but. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because it's Africa, those ones don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you come over, you got to get, you know, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Oh, see.
That's the world we're living in.
I know, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It really, I remember reading a book called, I think it's The World is Flat, or a long time ago, Globalization and stuff, way before globalization was the big word. And it's just like, where is this going?
Yeah. It's fine.
Where? It's interesting times, my brother.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's interesting times.
It's fine.
It is interesting times, though. But I need your guys to get over because you know what you're doing? You're
okay.
changing lives, man.
Yeah.
You're changing lives. And I definitely need to get more aware of my visa immigration understanding.
Yeah.
Because
no, not you really. You're
I thought
from
that
America.
I know, but I mean,
I'm kidding.
I've had to have that. What I do is, you know, what's crazy as an American, I will say this.
Yeah,
I've been spoiled by conversations about immigration my whole life because you know, like I remember in New York, people talking about it all the time, and you just be like listening to them, and people were stressed out, always
yeah.
talking about it, all my foreign friends, and over here, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm here, man, and I'm loving it, but. Nothing's guaranteed.
They're not going to throw you out. No. It's actually impossible
yeah,
at this point.
I'm going, but it's interesting. Every time you go through the process, you're like, your heart beats.
Yeah.
Because you're like, my destiny in being in this country
mm-hmm.
is on this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a newfound respect for anyone throughout the entire planet who's ever gone through that, the stress.
Immigration stress. It's tough.
It's your life, man.
Tough.
That's tough.
It's tough.
And once again, I have to be honest with myself. I'd never understood how that felt until I was in that situation. As we talk about getting into countries and immigration status, there are a couple of people that are getting over here very soon.
Very, very soon.
They'll be
friend.
Here on Thursday,
very
I talked
soon.
To one of my buddies who's a coach for one of the teams,
yeah.
and he sent me the schedule
mm-hmm.
and everything they do before they get here.
Yeah, they get here Thursday.
It's finally tuned, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, I saw things on, you know, ways they got to check in for their flights and everything. And for those that don't know, we have our first game of two happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have OC's former team, the Atlanta Falcons.
ATL.
ATL, led by Matt Ryan, former MVP quarterback.
Matty Ice.
Yeah, who
shout
will
out
be,
to Matty Ice.
Who OC just did an interview with the
I
other
did
day,
speak to
so
my boy.
Check him out on our show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Matty Ice always gives OC his love when he sees him. Against the New York Jets. I was going to say the New York Football Jets.
Can't say the New York Football Jets, can you?
No.
I think you can, no?
No.
Is that reserved specifically for the Giants?
For the Giants? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The New York Jets, we love their head coach, Robert Saleh, and I got a couple of other friends that coach there.
Mm.
Ricky Manning, the DB coach. T.O., Tony Oden, coached me in Houston.
I know Ricky Manning, actually.
Yes, you do know Ricky Manning.
I think me and him came out together.
You did come out together.
Came out of UCLA, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
03, I remember him. Corner.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah, he was better than me when he first got there. And I was like, I need to get out of here because he's about to take over. Yeah. Ricky's over there. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. You know,
is Ricky from L.A.?
Ricky's from Fresno, so yeah, LA.
He's from California?
Yeah, he West Coast.
Ricky is such like an L.A.
Oh,
name.
He's so West Coast.
Ricky! Oh, yeah. Right?
He's so West Coast, too. Yeah. Oh, we were something else at UCLA. Mm. Bad combination.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I got out of there before I ruined his life. they're coming here. We get to see Zach Wilson. I'm excited about him. Mm. They're coming off their first win.
Do you know why I call him Zach Opono? Does anybody know why I call
Tell
him
Tell me
that?
Why you call him Zach.
Because that's his name on Twitter, Zach Opono.
It is?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's the only reason why I call him.
I like it.
Yeah, Zach Capone.
I like it. And he had a great game. He made good plays last week.
Played well, yeah.
But I love this guy, the story of him in the offseason. I think I've said it before. The kid was working on his skills. He was driving from Utah all the way to California, long drive to train with his coach. And in between training sessions, the guy did like Uber Eats, DoorDash, something like that.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the second pick of the draft.
Yeah, that's like – very, very Nigerian. That guy must have. That's a very Nigerian thing to do right there.
I can't, man.
No, it is, Jason.
That hurt my chest,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's a. I haven't heard that story, but
bruh.
That's what a Nigerian would do, without a shadow of a doubt.
This is why, you know, it's those stories of why I like this kid. I'm a fan. I'm like, yo, he said it was funny. I think he was like, there's plenty of people that when the draft was happening that went, hey, that guy delivered food to our house. Bruh.
Yeah.
That's very Nigerian, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I like
that's
him.
Something.
I like him even more.
Yeah, because 33%.
33% yeah. Nigerian.
Yeah.
Shout out to DNA testing.
Is that why you wore 33? You didn't even know. You didn't even know why you wore 33.
I don't even.
Look at that. Would you look at that?
The world.
Would you look at that?
Do you see how the world's just connected?
It's just telling you right now, 33.
I'm.
Boom.
Mama, we made it.
Boom.
My mom listens to every podcast.
Yeah.
Mom, this is why I'm 33.
Yeah.
33% Nigerian.
Yeah.
Shout out to my parents.
That's
appreciate
good,
it. Thank you.
Uprise.
Yeah, for life. let's get our big lineman of visas so I can have my new clients, all right? I need this to happen.
Oh, they got visas now.
that whole story and it didn't happen.
Oh, they got visas now.
Oh, man.
Hey, the NFL saw them. They were like, oh, yeah. Oh, we want some of that.
Wait, hold up. I went through this whole thing, got upset and emotional, and it's all figured out.
Oh, they're here.
You see?
Oh, they're here now.
I'm looking straight to left. This is what OC does to me. He takes me on these rides, these emotional rides. I'm on the train with him. All my luggage is lost. And he found it.
And I found you.
Solution.
No, all I was trying to tell you.
107 million people.
I was trying to send like a subliminal message. Because you see that thing behind you? If you look to your left, you see that behind you? You see that little thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they want something to happen, it happens now.
The shield! Shout out to the shield. Let me tell you something. You can say a lot about a lot. Don't you come on this podcast talking bad about the shield.
We will fight for the shield to the end of time. Oh, come on, man.
We will swing heavy.
Where else are black people getting this kind of money?
Man, we... Hey, man, I'm NFL for life.
You can say what they want.
They can say, I am NFL for life. Love it. Love every second of it. Love everybody in it. I appreciate it. Man, shout out to the 32 owners. Thank you. Appreciate it all, man. And Roger, man, I see you.